The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so good morning or afternoon or evening. It's nice to be here with all of you for this week. And why don't we go ahead and get started with the meditation, and then I'll say a bit more afterwards about what we'll be doing together this week. So please find a posture that is upright and also someone where you can have some ease in your body. And just feel yourself settling in and letting go of whatever it was you were doing before arriving. And just having the sense internally that you have arrived. If it's comfortable to do so, you can gently close your eyes. Otherwise, just have a soft gaze downward. And just bring the attention internally. Perhaps feeling first into the place where you're sitting. So your seat against the cushion or the chair or the bench or the bed. Maybe you're even doing standing meditation. So feeling the support under you and just allowing your body to find some balance. Sometimes I even rock back and forth slightly or forward and back just to find that center point where the body can be supported with minimal effort from the muscles. And when that balance point is found, it may feel like the body naturally straightens or extends upward, almost as if there were a little string from the top of the head. It just feels natural. And then we can invite some ease throughout the body, especially places where we tend to be habitually tightened. So softening the muscles of the face, like in the forehead and around the eyes, the jaw. Softening the eyes and the eye sockets. Releasing all the little muscles around the scalp. Down through the throat. And into the shoulders, letting the shoulders just naturally settle out. Maybe thinking of the shoulder blades sliding down the back. And letting the arms soften down through the hands. And then down into the torso, softening the chest area, the upper back, Maybe sensing the rib cage, front, the back, the sides. And down into the belly. Inviting some softness. Just whatever is willing to release. And down through the hips, sinking a little deeper into the support. Groin muscles, the thigh muscles. All the way down through the calves and the ankle joints and the feet. It can be helpful at the beginning of a meditation just to briefly scan through the body. And all we do is invite some ease. If there are parts of the body that are still tense or that we couldn't connect with particularly, that's fine. The body is fine as it is. And then as the body gets a bit more still, even just a little bit, often it's easier to connect with the sensations of breathing. So just allowing that simple connection of the body, breathing in and breathing out. Just naturally, not changing anything about how that happens to be right now. Just bringing that into the field of mindfulness. We may begin to notice that breathing is a whole body process. And there's, of course, we may know anatomically where the lungs are. But as you tune into the breathing in a meditative way, it may be possible to sense the way the breath affects other parts of the body. The shoulders rise and fall slightly. The belly, down underneath the lungs, the belly is moving. Maybe there's even a slight feeling in the arms and the legs or the head. We don't need to push for that, but I'm just inviting an opening up of our understanding of the breath. So we can connect in with very simple sensations. Not even really the idea of breathing in, breathing out, but sensations more like tingling or pressure, heat. The brushing of the clothing against the skin as the body shifts. Even very subtle sensations that would be hard to put a word onto. So I call these elemental sensations. They occur throughout the body. So I would invite in this meditation to use these simple breath or full body sensations as the object. And if it works for you, you can see them as an observer. You can imagine that you are watching them with some interest, maybe the way a child watches waves on the beach. That's fine. It's also possible to enter into the sensations directly, as if the mindfulness is getting very close to these sensations that feel supportive or interesting. So just connecting with this world of body sensations for a little while. And if the mind gets distracted, which of course it will, it's no problem. Just immediately open again to these simple sensations, either as an observer or entering into them directly. when working with the body. It can be helpful from time to time to just quickly scan through again and soften any places that may have become tense. Sometimes the eyes get tense because we are trying to look at these sensations. We might just not notice that we're building up some tension in the shoulders or the belly. And that's fine when we just turn attention briefly back to the ease in the body. We can identify those tight spots and soften them and continue on with our direct connection to this world of the body. And if there are sensations that feel particularly strong or dominating the awareness, it's fine to focus on something else. Or often this observer stance of being separate from that, but watching it. It's a good way to just maintain the balance of the mind. So being sensitive to how you're relating to this particular meditation. Taking care to just stay in something simple. You may notice also that there is change. The body is continually flowing, changing. Even sensations that seem relatively constant have changed since the beginning of the sit, for example. So being aware also that there is inconstancy and shifting and changing dynamism in the body, and continuing to rest with that. So as we continue on, just bringing in one more element is to consider the knowing quality that is allowing you to be mindful at this moment. There are different aspects or kinds of knowing. And what we've emphasized in this sit is this kind of bodily knowing. It may seem like a subtle difference, but consider that the bodily kind of knowing is, it's different from thought, isn't it? It's different from emotion. It's different from knowledge that other people have told you about. The knowing of these direct body sensations is one form of what's called direct knowing, direct knowledge. Very clear and distinct. And completely unique to you. Always available. So just being aware of that direct knowing quality of body sensations. So there's a lot of information in the body, a lot of signals coming in, and they're always in the present moment. What is known through the body is always in the present moment, whereas the mind can go out to other, thinks it's in other times and places. So maybe just as we're going about our days this week, we can consider that having this intimate, direct connection to what's going on in our body can actually help us in our daily life. It may not be as subtle as we have during meditation, but we can use it as a way to know that we're being present, that we're in present moment. We may be able to notice if we have times of tension or times of ease. The body can help us to stay mindful and to stay in a wholesome state of mind. So when we're with others, we're more likely to remember our metta or our patience. So this is actually very practical, helpful information to have. Sometimes I just feel my feet on the floor or what's going on in my belly. And that's, you know, that's enough. Maybe that's all I can bring into my attention while I'm also with someone else, but it's very helpful. So I invite experimenting with that. May it be that we can stay with the present moment so that we can be present for others as well as ourselves. May what we've learned in this meditation be of service to all beings. Thank you.